Hi, this is Bob Holmes from SUS, and you're listening to the latest installment of our podcast series devoted to the genre of music that we like to call ambient country, featuring a wide variety of artists, both new and old. In this episode, I'll be playing some of my favorite recent releases. I'll also be doing another deep dive into the roots of ambient country and the tracks that have inspired me over the years. And finally, I'll be doing a set of music devoted to the new players and pedal steel guitar. So let's listen to some ambient country. First, we're going to start off with some of my favorite new releases, including this next one from Mark Nelson, formerly of one of my favorite bands, Le Bradford. He now has an act called Pan American on Cranky Records, and this is from his latest release. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
That was Bing and Ruth from the album Species. Bing and Ruth is based out of Brooklyn, New York, and features David Moore and a rotating ensemble of players. Their signature sound is the use of the Farfisa combo organ, not an instrument that I would usually associate with ambient music, but they really make it work. I've been following this band for years, and their 2014 album, Tomorrow Was the Golden Age, was named by Pitchfork magazine as one of the top 50 ambient albums of all time. Congrats, guys. Another instrument you wouldn't normally associate with ambient music is the accordion, but the artist Walt McClements and his act Lonesome Leash have changed all that. McClements says his music is informed by complicated memories of the, quote, somewhat hidden worlds I've traveled through my life, from underground music and punk communities to train hopping and gay cruising, unquote. Well, let's hear a track from his recent release, A Hole in the Fence.
Thank you.
You just heard Marissa Anderson with William Tyler from their most recent release, Lost Features. We featured Tyler's work a lot on our podcast and in our playlist, but I've only come lately to the work of thrill jockey artist Marissa Anderson. She describes her pieces as inspired by 20th century classical and West African guitar techniques. However, the backbone of her music is still her mastery of North American traditions like country, folk, and the blues. In the end, no matter how you want to call it, it's amazing guitar playing. Now, next up, we're going to delve once again into the roots of ambient country. And the root of what we call ambient country goes back many years. It encompasses a lot of different styles, and there's so much great stuff to choose from. The first track from the archives is from the artist Bruce Langhorne, who started his career back in the 1960s in Greenwich Village. Though famous for being a guitarist for about every folk and folk rock act that you can imagine, he's probably best known as the inspiration for Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man, who he also played with. This next track is from the soundtrack of the 1970 Peter Fonda film, The Hired Hand. As a special side note, Langhorne's unique style of guitar playing comes from the fact that he lost three fingers of his right hand early in his life. So here's a track from that seminal work, the soundtrack to the movie, The Hired Hand. Thank you. Following Bruce Langhorne, you heard Jerry Garcia playing a piece called Love Scene from the 1970 soundtrack of the Michelangelo Antonioni film Zabriskie Point. This track is one of many that Jerry Garcia recorded for the movie, most of which didn't end up in the final cut. Pink Floyd also did a lot of instrumental tracks for this movie, and they didn't end up in the final cut either. But years after the movie came out, there was an album of unreleased material, including both of those artists, that is truly amazing, and probably about as groundbreaking as the original movie itself. It's hard to find, but well worth the effort once you do. Next up is another influential track in the world of ambient country, and it's from the Athens, Georgia band Japan Cakes, the brainchild of musician Eric Berg, who in 1997 had the idea of organizing a group of 10 musicians to take the stage without any previous rehearsal, all for the sake of playing a single D chord for 45 minutes. I like that idea. The following track features Japan Cakes using Americana instruments like the pedal steel and cello to reimagine the seminal shoegaze classic, My Bloody Valentine's Loveless. If you've never heard this album, find it. It is amazing. When I first heard it, I was a huge fan of Loveless in the first place, but hearing it done on country instruments just changed my mind forever. Here's a track.
Thank you.
The last song in our set of old school influences was from Harmonia and their album Tracks and Traces. Harmonia was considered the supergroup of ambient, and this 1976 album included Cluster's Hans Joachim Rodelius and Dieter Möbius, joined by Neue guitarist Michael Rother and collaborator Brian Eno, who described them in the mid-1970s as, quote, the world's most important rock group, unquote. Harmonia's work would not only influence the development of ambient work of Eno, but also the mid-period work of David Bowie. Every track on this album is amazing. Check it out. Now next, we're going to focus on ambient country acts that use the pedal steel as their main instrument. The pedal steel was originally associated with the Nashville sound. Its lush chordal tones were made famous by the likes of Buddy Emmons and Sneaky Pete and the country rock of Bernie Ledden of the early Eagles. However, there is a crop of new artists who are pulling amazing new sounds out of the pedal steel, and we'll start with the artist who probably did the most to raise the consciousness almost 40 years ago with his album Apollo Atmospheres, which he did with Brian Eno. The next track is taken from the album Belladonna that is rumored to actually be the famous lost soundtrack that was rejected for the movie All the Pretty Horses. The track from that album is called Desert Rose. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
You just heard Luke Schneider from Nashville, Tennessee, who makes some amazing music as a solo artist, using loops and multi-tracking to take the pedal steel to new psychedelic dimensions. Luke has played pedal steel, dobro, and banjo with artists including Orville Peck, Margot Price, Caitlin Rose, and Natural Child, and most recently with the amazing William Tyler, who I mentioned earlier in the program. Up next in our focus on the pedal steel is Jonathan Gregg, one of the founding members of SUS. Jonathan came to the pedal steel late in his career, having originally started as a singer-songwriter out of New York City. This next song, Wichita, originally appeared on SUS's first release, Ghost Box, that was later released on Northern Spy Records as Ghost Box Expanded. It's also the theme song to this podcast you've heard today. A little known fact of the song is that a lot of people think this track is a love song to the wide open spaces of the American West, and, you know, I guess it is. But it really started as an homage to one of the greatest existential love songs ever written, or at least the one, my favorite existential love song, Jimmy Webb's Wichita Lineman.
Thank you.
And that was Bruce Kafan, a musician known for his work as a member of American Music Club. I first got acquainted to his work through the 2005 album Slider, which along with Lanois' work set the stage for the rebirth of the pedal steel. Well, that ends another episode of our podcast series. We hope you liked it. If so, follow us and like us and tell your friends. If you like what you heard, Sus has plenty of playlists that feature these artists and many more. And most importantly, if you like these artists, support them by buying, streaming, and following them on your favorite music providers. And go see them play live whenever they come near you. Once again, this is Bob Holmes from Sus, and thanks for listening to Ambient Country.